Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and I'm here with Pascal Verag. How are you, Pascal?
Very nice, thank you.
Excellent, excellent. You're the president of the UIVC, which we said last week was the sort of governing body, if you like, of Cahors.
Yes, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Last week we talked about sort of the history of Cahors and a wee bit about the sort of the different soils and sort of where you've been heading in the last 10 years. One of the things in the future that I understand you guys are looking at is reducing the sulfur levels in your wines. Is that sort of one of the goals across the region, or is it just your winery?
It's really a personal way of making wine. I don't like sulfites. For me, it's difficult when I smell a wine with a lot of sulfite. After, I'm not the only one to make a wine like this in the area. There is some other winemakers who are going to do it. Don't want to make so in natural wine just for that. We want to make a wine like another wine without any troubles, any problems. We want a really drinkable, fresh, fruity wine. When people doing the wine, I don't want they think that, oh, it's not without sulfate or it's with sulfate. I want they say, oh, wow, it's so nice, it's so drinkable, it's so fresh, so fruity. We like to drink 1, 2, 3 glasses. It's really what I want. We make wines without sulfates.
One of the things people describe Cahors is, you know, they say the black wine of Cahors. And with sulfur, we were talking last week about the decrease in the extraction. You decrease the extraction of tannins and color from the grapes. It's not going to be as inky black. But sulfur bleaches the wine.
Yeah.
So by reducing the sulfur, you can still have your black wine without the tannins.
Even without less extraction, without sulfite, you have every time black wine.
Yeah.
When you look at the wine, you will see, wow, this wine will be very strong, very heavy. And when you have it in your mouth, it's the opposite.
Yeah.
It's so easy to drink, so fresh, so fruit juice without some alcohol.
Fruit juice that makes you happy.
Yes.
So making a wine lower in sulfur, you're not going down the natural wine route, which I'm kind of relieved because I'm not a big fan of natural wines. I think there's too many faulty natural wines masquerading as quality or perceived quality. But are you going sulfur-free or reducing the sulfur levels?
So we do both of them. We do all the range of the winery, the three wines we make at the winery. We make a part, I would say more traditionally, with sulfite, but not a lot. Generally, we make the fermentation without sulfite, and after the malolactic fermentation, we put a few sulfite, and we put sulfite before bottling.
And that's for stability?
Yes. But we also make the same quality with the same grapes for the same cuvée without any sulfite. The big difference is that we don't mature the wine so long without sulfite. For example, a normal Château du Cèdre, we mature it with sulfite for 22, 24 months. And the one without sulfite, we only mature it for 12 months.
Okay.
The only reason is that we don't need more. The wine is so more easy to drink. We don't need so more maturation for the tannins and to mix the acidity. It's so easier to drink young that we don't have to make a so long maturation.
Why is that? What's going on in the wine? Why? Because long maturation softens the tannins, you know, the tannins polymerize, clump together.
Sulfite improves the taste of the tannins every time. It makes a wine more strong, more difficult to drink. You feel a lot of more the tannins. It's more sharp.
Okay.
And without any sulfite, it's really more softer. The wine seems more free, I would say. So really more easy to drink.
Okay, so therefore less maturation. Well, that's quite good from a commercial point of view because holding lots of wine is expensive.
On this way, it's a good way.
It's not sulfur-free, is it? No, it is sulfur-free.
Yes, it's sulfur-free.
Okay, and have you found any problems with microbiological problems or...
Alors, for now, since we sell this type of wine, we have any problems. So we don't want to have residual sugar or fermentable sugar, not at all. We don't have, we don't want to have Brettanomyces yeast. So that's very important. And if you don't have the residual sugar, if you don't have Brettanomyces, and especially after when you have a grapes like Malbec, who need more or less a lot of oxygen to mature, it's quite, we say, not easy, but it's really possible to make wine like that in this area.
Okay. And we were talking earlier, and one of the problems I always think with Alacus offer is that the yeast that we use to make wine, Saccharomyces cerevisiae, is quite sulfur tolerant, whereas Brettanomyces is sulfur intolerant. So usually you get your grapes into the winery, you put some sulfur in there to make sure the Brettanomyces doesn't get through, because that can create some quite funky, sweaty saddle type flavors that people don't always necessarily like. So that's one of the great things about sulfur, is you get a nice clean fermentation with the yeast strains that you want.
It's not really like that, because if you want to put sulfite against Brettanomyces, you have to put so much sulfite that you cannot ferment it at all. So people, when they put sulfite, it's too dry to clean the atmosphere, the wine, but not to win about the Brettanomyces. It's not enough. So the best way not to have Brettanomyces is to have really perfect grapes, perfect job in the cellar, that you have no tanks with Brettanomyces in the past. And you have to make analysis after the fermentation. If we make every time this analysis 3-4 months after the malolactic fermentation, and if we have a few Brettanomyces inside, even if we have no taste of that, just a few, well, we do like that when everything is perfect. If not, we don't want to make wine without sulfate.
And what other problems do you get, or things you need to be wary of when you're making sort of no sulfur sulfite wines? I was quite concerned about Brettanomyces with no sulfur wines, particularly because I've had lots of natural wines that have been full of Brettanomyces.
Yeah, so. I think that perhaps we make natural wine. We make natural wine because we do the same wine, because we don't put any products inside. It's organic wines with any chemical. We want to make pure wines, really normal wines. When you taste this, you might say, wow, it's very good, it's very drinkable. It's not a wine without sulfate, but there is no sulfate inside it.
Yeah.
It's the only way for us to, we want to make this type of wine. And it's really because we like it, because we think it's better for the health of the people. Different way of making wine.
Yeah. You say it's better for the health of the people. Some people are sulfur intolerant, but not many. You know, people go, oh, sulfur dioxide gives me a headache, I'm terrible. And then you say, well, eat a dried apricot, because there's more sulfur dioxide on a dried apricot than there is in a bottle of wine. So, and they go, no, I don't get a hangover with apricots. It's like,
yeah, but in the wine, there is a lot of also, it could be quite a lot. And I think perhaps it's not completely for the health, but I think it's really better for the health if you don't have sulfite. Anyway, if you don't like it, or if you can manage it. But after what very important is the change of the taste of the wine. You feel that the wine is more free, is more. I think it's a good health, and it's better for the people. When you taste with the same wine with and without sulfite, even if both of them are good, it's so different in the wine. Alors, I can understand that people prefer wine with sulfite. So I know some of them that prefer, because it's more, there are more use of these tastes. I think generally, taste of the people is more the taste that you are used from a long time. It's very difficult to change a little the taste. And people generally change the taste when they become older. When you are 25 years old, you have not generally the same taste when you are 40 or 15 years old.
I thought it was quite interesting when we were tasting the wines earlier. We tasted, was it the three wines, the last three wines were sulfur-free, weren't they? They were sulfur-free?
Yeah.
Yeah. The first couple, I was going, oh, the tannins, there's not many tannins in there. It doesn't taste very tannic. But there was tannins. You're saying there was quite high levels of tannins.
Yes.
So do you think that's, you're saying earlier that the sulfur dioxide can make the wines taste more drying?
I see. Yes, sure. The sulfite make the wine taste more stronger, more sharp, more difficult perhaps to doing with the tannins are more present in the taste. That's sure. It's something who make the wine different. It's why we have to mature long time longer with when we make wine with sulfite than without sulfite.
And here in your winery, in how do you pronounce it? Château
du Cèdre.
Château du Cèdre. You're moving to no sulfites at all. Is that right?
Alors, we are going on this way, but we want to do it slowly. So each year we make more. We want only to make perfect wine. I don't say perfect taste, but perfect wine without any default.
All right then, Pascal. I think we'll wrap it up there.
Thank you very much.
Cheers very much.
Thanks.
Cheers.